Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, everybody. So wonderful to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We got the big bands and the great singers performing the standards, jazz classics, and the golden pop memories. On tap today, a little traveling music. Yeah, we're heading out for spring break. And destinations is our theme. We'll have songs about exotic locales, for the most part. So we'll have that coming up for you, along with the countdown. And today, we'll have the biggest hits from this weekend in 1946. So that's what we have on the agenda, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1946. And there's 12 records in the top 10 today. They've jammed three of them in the number 7 spot, but we'll get to that later. We'll start, of course, at number 10, and it's the Lionel Hampton Orchestra and Hey Bobbery Bop.
Say if you can't say rebop, keep your big mouth shut. Hey, Bob, rebop.
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 Yes, your baby knows. Mama's on the chair, Papa's on the cot, baby's on the floor blowing his natural top, singing hey, Bob, rebop.
Hey, Bob.
Coming up this week in 1946, Lionel Hampton will be 38 years old, and he's got a top 10 record, his second of all time, Hey Bobbery Bop. That was Hamp on the vocals, and featured on the clarinet solo, Herbie Fields. Today, we've turned the calendar back 80 years to April of 1946, when the President of the United States was Harry Truman. A year has passed since Harry S. took over the top job in the nation, following the death of Franklin Roosevelt. And it's quite a burden to be judged by what the people believe his predecessor might have done. And he's trying to lead Americans still in the towering shadow of FDR. In his first few months in the White House, Truman enjoyed a high personal popularity. But now, after 12 months, writes Time magazine, the plain people still like Harry Truman as a plain man, but he was not a president who inspired their high confidence and enthusiastic admiration any more than their deep hatred. Last week, Time's U.S. correspondents sampled the people's feelings about the president, and from almost every section of the country came the recurring answer, a mediocre man doing the best he can. This past week, the president did a fine job delivering a stirring speech in Chicago on Army Day.
Our Army has written many glorious chapters in the nation's history, but none so brilliant as the last. Its story in this war has been written in every corner of the globe. On the continent of Europe, in the wastes of the Arctic, over the vast expanse of the Pacific, in jungle and desert, on mountains and over the beaches. It is a glorious history of men against the forces of nature, as well as against the forces of evil.
Harry Truman on Army Day earlier this week here in 1946 as he enters his second year as President of the United States. And we're heading back to the countdown now. Number 9, it's Bing Crosby.
I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa. Her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was, and she said, Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue. Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
I asked her if she had a bow. She said, yes, quite a few. But still I started courting my sweet Sioux City Sue. The first time that I stole a kiss, I caught her stealing too. I asked her, did she love me? She said, indeed I do.
Ah, Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Sioux City Sue, Sioux City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue. Now I'm admitting Iowa, I owe a lot to you. 'Cause I come from Nebraska to find Sioux City Sue. I'm gonna rope and tie her up, I'll use my old lasso. I'm a-fixin' to put my brand on my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Sioux City Sue.
Oh, Susie.
Sioux City Sue.
So choosy. Her hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you.
Sioux City Sue.
Oh, Susie.
Sioux City Sue.
No floozy. There ain't no gal as true as my sweet Sioux City Sue.
Another hit for Bing Crosby, now 42 years old, but off to a good start here in 1946. That's already his fourth top 10 of the year. At number 9, Sioux City Sue with Bob Haggart's orchestra and backing vocals by the Jesters. On today's Seems Like Old Times, it's the second weekend of April in 1946. And making news here in the early spring, on the 1st of April, a tsunami is generated by an 8.6 magnitude earthquake in the Aleutian Islands of Alaska. 25 feet high waves struck Hilo, Hawaii, just after 7 a.m. local time and almost 5 hours after the tremor. More than 150 people are killed and thousands are injured. The damage totals more than $25 million. Also April 1st, bituminous coal workers walk off the job across the United States. 400,000 members went on strike in 26 states. The strike would last for 6 weeks. Many Americans will probably run into rather severe shortages of meat during the next few months. So says the Agriculture Department. They think the absence of rationing and other wartime controls likely will raise problems in distribution. Also, Fiorella LaGuardia, the Director General of the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Administration, is urging the government to slash domestic flour consumption an additional 10% to meet the desperate famine relief situation abroad. And an East Coast sugar refining strike is imminent. It would shut off two-thirds of the nation's cane sugar output. 8,000 longshoremen have demanded an 18.5 cents an hourly wage boost in seven plants. And sugar's already pretty scarce. They even say so in commercials.
Oh, goody, goody, Jell-O pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma's, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just the Jell-O, six delicious locked-in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of Jell-O pudding's in the eating.
The Jell-O twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just the taste of Jell-O pudding, or of Jell-O and you know. It's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
Don't know who the Jell-O twins are or were. Did a quick search for them online, couldn't really find anything. So if you can help unravel that mystery, I'd appreciate it. The email address is craig@oldtimesradio.com. Well, if we're short on supplies of Jell-O, we can always try another dessert dish. How about some shoe fly pie? And, of course, apple pan dowdy. That's number 8 on the countdown this week from Dinah Shore.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoo-shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy. Makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you start to bake, I don't want no cake. Mama, mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoo-shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy. Makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy. Shoo fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Shoo-shoo fly pie, apple pan dowdy,
makes your eyes light up, your tummy say howdy.
Shoo-shoo fly pie,
I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Record number 8 on the Billboard chart this week, 1946, Shoo Fly Pie. That's 27-year-old Dinah Shore, accompanied by the Sonny Burke Orchestra. The record peaked at number 6, making it her second top 10 of the year so far, and that was one of 9 in a row to make the top 10 for Dinah. Hey, let's give you a bonus tune from this week in 1946, just released, but not on the charts yet. A fun one from the Alvino Ray Orchestra.
Cement makes her potty potty. Cement makes her potty potty. Cement makes her potty potty.
Booty puddle, goody puddle, scooty.
Cement makes her potty potty. Cement makes her potty potty. Cement makes her potty potty.
Hardly beat. hackery. First, you get some gravel, pour it in the valve. You mix a mess of mortar, you add some meth and water. See the Mallaroonie come out, slurp, slurp, slurp.
Cement mixer, putty, putty. Cement mixer, putty, putty. Cement mixer, putty, putty.
Who wants a bucket of cement? Gravel, pour it in the vault. To mix a mess of mortar, you add some cement and water. See the Mallaroonie come out, slurp, slurp, slurp.
Cement mixer, putty, putty. Cement mixer, putty, putty. Cement mixer, putty, putty.
Who wants a bucket of cement?
Cement Mixer from Alvino Ray and his orchestra. I mentioned that it hadn't hit the charts yet, but it would next week, and it would go on to top out at number 5 on the radio airplay charts for the Ray Band, a song written by Slim Gaylord. His version made the charts, along with recordings by Charlie Barnett, Jimmy Lunsford, and Hal McIntyre as well. And by the way, on the vocals there, Rocky Coluccio. That was the birth name of Ray's pianist, Rocky Cole. He played with many bands and performers over the decades, and he was also the musical director for Patti Page. Cement Mixer, Putty Putty, was being introduced to the culture here in April of 1946. And that's where we've gone for today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, destinations are in the showcase. Yeah, we're going on spring break. I know it's a little bit later than most, but we like it when it's less crowded. And we haven't decided exactly where we want to go, but we just want to get away from it all, like Jimmy Roselli.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder, Boston or chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel around from town to town, visit every state. I'll repeat, I love you, sweet, and all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall. Hut, dear, get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a powder, Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel around from town to town, visit every state. I'll repeat, I love you, sweet, and all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall. Let's leave a hut there, get out of our rut there. Let's get away from it all.
on, fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly, let's fly, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze at the bar in far Bombay, come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Lima Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together, weather-wise, such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, yeah. Once I get you up there, I'll be home. Together, oh, weather-wise, such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. Yeah, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. So come fly with me.
We haven't played that guy for a while. Steve Terrell, Come Fly With Me. That was from his 2013 album, It's Magic, The Songs of Sammy Kahn. And before that, Let's Get Away From It All. That was Jimmy Roselli, a 1968 recording from his LP, 3 AM. And he was accompanied by the George Sirivo Orchestra. Well, for our next song, we do have a specific destination. We're heading to North Africa now with Bang and Bob.
We're off on the road to Morocco. This camel is tough on the spine.
Hit me with a band-aid, Dad.
Where they're going, why we're going, how can we be sure?
I'll lay you 8 to 5 that we'll meet Dorothy Lamour.
And get in line.
Off on the road to Morocco. Hang on till the end of the line.
Like your jockey.
Quiet, I hear this country's where they do the dance of the seven veils.
We tell you more, we would have the censor on our tails.
Good boy,
we certainly do get around. Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound. We're off on the road to Morocco.
Well, look out.
Well, clear the way,
cause
here we come.
For a concussion.
The men eat fire, sleep on nails, and saw their wives in half.
It seems to me there should be easier ways to get a laugh.
Shall I slip my big shoes out?
Off on the road to Morocco.
Hooray!
Well, blow a horn!
Everybody duck!
Yes, the green light! Come on, boys!
We may run into villains, but we're not afraid to roam.
Because we read the story and we end up safe at home.
Yeah! Certainly do get around.
Like Webster's Dictionary, we're Morocco bound.
Like a complete set of Shakespeare that you get in the corner drugstore for $1.98. We're Morocco bound. Or like a volume of Omar Khayyam that you buy in a department store at Christmas time for your cousin Julia.
We're Morocco bound.
Crosby and Hope starred in Road to Morocco in 1942, and of course they sang the tune in the film. Well, they put down that studio version in late 1944, accompanied by the Vic Schoen Orchestra. We're going places today on Seems Like Old Times. Today's stroll down memory lane on Seems Like Old Times takes us back to the second weekend of April in 1946. And scanning the radio dial this year, our favorite daytime show is actually a morning show. It's Breakfast in Hollywood with Tom Brenneman. It was previously Breakfast at Sardi's or Breakfast with Brenneman, and the show first originated at Sardi's in Hollywood, but has since moved to Brenneman's Restaurant. There's two shows every day, one at 8 o'clock local time, 11 o'clock for the East Coast, and then another one at 9:30 for the West Coast radio audience. Both shows are different, and there's two different audiences, but remaining the same is Brenneman, who is adored by his audience made up of mostly middle-aged women. And they love him, even though he doesn't have movie star looks. Carries a few extra pounds, has thinning hair, and he's in his 40s. But he is a charmer, and each morning gives away prizes such as makeup kits and orchids and, most prized of all, the wishing ring. The lady in the audience whose number is selected wins the ring, and everyone else who has the ring wishes with her. And those wishes don't always have to be for extravagant things.
And good morning.
Good morning.
And who are you?
I'm Ruth Gleiberman from Long Beach.
Hello, Miss Gleiberman.
How do you do?
Mrs., isn't it?
Mrs., yes.
Mrs., uh-huh. We have a number of folks in here from Long Beach this morning. They ran a bus up here, I believe.
Yes, they did.
Were you on that bus?
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a nice trip?
Very nice, indeed.
How was the weather down your way when you left?
Very foggy.
It was foggy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're happy to say it's beautiful here.
Yes, it is.
There's
yes.
your wishing ring.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right? We think so, and I want to put it on your finger, Mrs.
That's another one.
Well, it's yours. Oh, I'm shaking with you. I mean, now then, you have a wish.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And what is it?
Well, I knew I was too young to get the orchid, but I did wish I'd get a kiss from Tom Brenneman.
Well, that lady had a good plan, an attainable wish. A kiss from Tom Brenneman from Breakfast in Hollywood, our top daytime radio show here in 1946. And on the charts this week, we have three records at number 7. And we're going to play them consecutively. First up, Phil Harris.
Daddy.
Yes, baby.
What's our arithmetic lesson today?
We're going to learn counting a new kind of way.
All right, Daddy. I'm ready to start.
Well, then you count with me and we'll both be smart. Onesie, twosie, I'll kiss you-sie.
Twosie, threesie, you kiss me-sie.
Threesie, foursie, kiss some more-sie.
Let's start counting higher.
Foursie, fivesie, let's get livesie.
Fivesie, sixie, hug me quicksie.
Sixie, sevensie, this is heavensie. My heart's on a flyer.
Keep the numbers going till the song is done.
Love will keep on growing and we'll have lots of fun.
7-Z, 8-Z, you're my date-Z.
8-Z, 9-Z, 8 this fine-Z.
9-Z, 10-Z, start again-Z.
1-Z, 2-Z, I love you-Z. Gee, baby, that was wonderful. You know, you're getting better every day.
Please, Daddy, let's do it again.
Again? All right.
Onesie, twosie. my hoosie.
Twosie, threesie, you please me, zee.
Threesie, foursie, tell me more, zee.
Let's start counting higher.
Foursie, fivesie, you're so lazy.
Fivesie, sixie, you're a pixie.
Sixie, sevensie, and four makes elevensie.
Oh my, you high flyer.
Keep the numbers going. Tell the lessons done.
My love for you is growing. We're having so much fun.
7-Z, 8-Z, Daddy's crazy.
8-Z, 9-Z, I'm glad you're mine, Z.
9-Z, 10-Z, say it again, Z.
1-Z, 2-Z, I love you, Z. You're my whatnot.
You're my hot shot.
1-Z, 2-Z, I love you, Z.
41-year-old veteran band leader Phil Harris with the biggest hit of his career so far, joined by 3-year-old daughter Alice on 1Z 2Z, I Love You Z. Tied at number 7 this weekend, it made it to number 2. Also at number 7, the first of 4 versions of the song Oh What It Seemed to Be. It's a duet by Helen Forrest and Dick Haynes.
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me.
It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me.
And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
Now it was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you brought all the world.
And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was a promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there,
'cause you said yes I do.
That's the 7th top 10 for Helen Forrest and Dick Haymes, there with the Earl Hagen Orchestra, Oh What It Seemed to Be. Tied in 7th place this weekend in 1946, it would hit number 4. And the last of our trifecta at number 7, it's Betty Hutton.
There's a doctor living in your town, there's a lawyer and an Indian too, and neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean, there's a lot of little birds in the blue, and neither fish nor fowl, says a wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks. and every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow through. Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you. Follow through, tell the doctor stick to his practice, tell the lawyer to settle his case, send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true. Warn the boys down at Cripple Creek that every dimple of your dimple cheek is mine, so to speak. Tell the
doc
to stick to his practice. Tell the
lawyer
to settle his case. Send the
engine chief
and it's Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. Woo-hoo-hoo.
'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
After a couple of weeks at number one, Betty Hutton was sharing spot number seven on the countdown this week with Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief. She was accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra, and that was a gold record and her biggest hit of all time. And it was part of the soundtrack for the spring of 1946, which we're listening to today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is destinations. And here in this segment, a theme within a theme, we'll be traveling to a few islands. And our first journey is with Alan Dale.
Was on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't met her for me. And though I sailed with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri.
Summertime was nearly over, blue was that sky above. I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love?
She whispered softly, it's best not to linger. And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. Was goodbye on the Isle of Capri.
Thank you.
be waiting for me at the end of the sea, beneath the old walnut tree.
On the Isle of Capri.
Miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance. Water all around it, everywhere. Tropical trees and the salty air. But for me, the thing that's awaiting there, romance.
Seems so distant, 26 miles away, resting in the water serene. Like work for anyone, even the Navy, who would float me to my island green.
26 miles so near yet far, I swim with just some water wings and my guitar. I could leave the wings, but I'll leave the guitar for romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance.
A tropical heaven out in the ocean, covered with trees and girls. If I have to swim, I'll do it forever, till I'm gazing on those island pearls.
40 kilometers in a leaky old boat, any old thing that'll stay afloat. When we arrive, we'll all promote romance, 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 romance. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance.
A big hit for the Four Preps in 1958, 26 Miles, Santa Catalina. They were backed up by the Joe Mafus Orchestra. And we also heard from Alan Dale on the Isle of Capri. He made that record with the Ray Block Orchestra in 1948. Our next island destination is at the convergence of the Gulf of Mexico, or Gulf of America if you prefer, as well as the Caribbean Sea, or the Caribbean Sea, and the Atlantic Ocean. Mildred Bailey sings Weekend of a Private Secretary.
I went to Havana on one of those cruises for $49.50 to spend a few days. I went to Havana to look at the natives, to study their customs, their picturesque ways. In searching for some local color, I ran across a Cuban gent, and he was such a big sensation, I forgot the population. He showed me the city, he taught me the customs. My trip to Havana was quite a success. I forgot the clock, so we were tardy in returning to the dock. Though I delayed it, even dropped my shawl, the Cuban made it as they gave the final call. Darn it all! The time clock. can get an Earl or Marquis or a Russian or a darkie. But when I get married and settle in Brooklyn, he may be a slicker, he may be a hick or a Reuben, but you can bet that he'll be Cuban.
Bill Cogswell wrote My Little Grass Shack as a parody of the 1920s song Back in Hackensack, New Jersey. And then bandleader Johnny Noble altered the melody of Hackensack so there wouldn't be any infringement. And My Little Grass Shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii was a hit in 1934 for the Ben Pollock Orchestra. The leader was part of the vocal trio along with guitarist Nappy LeMaire and Doris Robbins. And before Hawaii, we hit Havana, pre-revolution of course, with Mildred Bailey and the Red Norvo Orchestra from 1938, Weekend of a Private Secretary. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. More after the break here on Seems Like Old Times.